This is just a programming note that this episode is at least tangentially about the Wu-Tang Clan, so if you're not into profanity, you probably shouldn't listen. In high school, I worked at the Subway sandwiches at the University of Michigan Students Union. In the back, on a shelf just above the stainless steel table where we mixed tuna and sliced green peppers, was a crappy Walmart boombox. There was an informal rule that all the sandwich artists would take turns playing albums. I mostly listened to Midwest indie rock and hardcore. And Eric, the person I worked with most often, listened exclusively to hip-hop. He introduced me to the Wu-Tang Clan.
Do you think your Wu-Tang sword can defeat me?
On guard. I'll let you try my Wu-Tang style.
Bring the motherfucking ruckus! Bring the motherfucking ruckus! Bring the motherfucking ruckus!
For people who love the Wu-Tang Clan, one of the best parts is that each member of the group has a ridiculous number of aliases. Russell Jones was best known as Old Dirty Bastard, but he was also Dirt McGirt, Rusty, Osiris, Big Baby Jesus, of course, and at least 21 more names. Just like their music, their aliases are the perfect mixture of menace and humor and wit. Who wouldn't want a Wu-Tang alter ego of their own? And what the world needs, provided the stakes are low enough and it's easy enough to create, the internet provides. Enter the Wu-Tang name generator. The premise is stupidly simple. Just put in your full name, and based on the number of letters in it, a website will bestow onto you a moniker befitting of a Wu-Tang affiliate. This is my wife Sarah receiving hers.
Visual wizard. Like it.
Actually, in this case, what the world needs, the internet oversupplies. Because there are two Wu-Tang name generators, and the two of them are our subject today. Specifically, a mystery surrounding them. A mystery involving the actor and rapper Donald Glover.
Hold up, wait a minute, all good, just a week ago. Crew at my house, and we party every weekend. So, on the radio, that's my favorite song. Make me bounce around like I don't know, like I won't be here long. Now the thriller's gone, got no patience, cause I'm not a doctor. Go, why is you lying?
This is Glover's song 3005, but if you search iTunes for Glover, you won't find him because he raps under a pseudonym, Childish Gambino, a name he says he was given by a Wu-Tang name generator. He told the Wall Street Journal that, quote, "That's half the reason I'm here. I'm dead serious. Like, I met the RZA and he was like, you're a cool dude, man, and your name's perfect for you. It's like the computer had a brain." It's an amazing origin story. But while looking into its veracity, writer Tim Carmody found that when he put his name into the generators, each one spit out a different name for him.
So one of them was Erratic Assassin. The other one was Well-Liked Ass Man.
Do you have a preference?
I think Erratic Assassin is more Wu. It's a little bit more Wu-Tang. But Well-Liked Ass Man is, I mean, come on. If you're going to be an ass man, you know, you want to be a well-liked one.
It makes sense. They're on two different websites, probably programmed by two different people. But Carmody wanted to find out which of the two had transformed mild-mannered comedic actor Donald Glover into rapper Childish Gambino.
So I wanted to see which, if any of them, was the one Donald Glover used. So I put in Donald Glover into both of them. And in both cases, it came back Childish Gambino.
So far as I've been able to discern, this doesn't happen with anyone else. While on the internet, I'm both a Noyan prophet and new fast automatic freak, Donald Glover is always Childish Gambino. Tim has a couple theories for this. One is that it's just a coincidence, that both of these sites have the words Childish and Gambino in their databases, and through some accident, they both spit them out for Donald Glover. Another is that one of the creators of these Wu-Tang name generators is cheating, having hard-coded Childish Gambino into his system after Donald Glover became famous. I figured the best way to find out would be to ask the programmers of the generators themselves.
I'm Peter Dumb, and I'm a social media strategist and community manager, and I'm a Wu-Tang fan.
Peter Dom is the creator of the vastly more popular of the two Wu-Tang name generators, which can be found at mess.be/inickgenwuname.php. He created his generator back in 2002.
At the time, I was managing a community and a portal for a Microsoft product called Windows Live Messenger. Back then, it was called MSN Messenger. And I was creating content for users to have a little fun with. And one of those things were name generators.
What is your Wu-Tang name?
Oh, I hate my Wu-Tang name. My Wu-Tang name is Bitter Leader.
Why do you hate it so much?
I don't like it. I would have preferred to be the party dictator or something like that, but I am not.
When I asked Peter if he was the person behind the name Childish Gambino, he was unequivocal. Yes, it was him. In fact, when I asked him if he might have hard-coded the name into the generator, he seemed a little hurt.
If I had the opportunity to hard-code anything into the Wu-Tang name generator, I would have probably hard-coded my name to turn into Party Dictator instead of Bitter Leader. So I didn't mess with it, no.
Well, the reason I ask is because I was on your Wu-Tang name generator the other day and I tried plugging in the names of the actual members of the Wu-Tang Clan. And those spit out their actual names. So is that the only exception to that rule?
That is why it is the Wu-Tang name generator. I mean, if their government names don't turn into the Wu-Tang names, then it wouldn't be the real Wu-Tang name generator, would it be?
I guess not. So you are saying before me and God that yours is the OG Childish Gambino Wu-Tang name generator.
If God is involved, yes.
I left that interview feeling like I'd found my man, and I was ready to tear apart the guy behind the other Wu-Tang name generator. That generator, which can be found at recordstore.com/wu-name, was created by a guy named Nick Dimmock.
Yeah, sure, Childish Gambino. That's from ours, because it still works.
Right. It also works in the other fella's Wu-Tang name generator.
That's interesting. Who's the other fella? Can you name names?
It's Peter Dom.
Peter Dom. Nope, never heard of him.
Nick actually showed me his Wu-Tang name generator on the Internet Archive's Wayback Machine, and it predates Peter's by 3 years. He says that, and the fact that Peter hard-coded the government names of the Wu-Tang members into his generator, is reason enough not to believe him.
Well, that's a horrible cheat. I would never do that. That's despicable.
Why is that despicable?
Well, but they should be able to go and get their new one.
In fact, Nick was unimpressed with Peter's entire Wu operation. While he was really happy with the name his generator gave him, Auxiliary Priest, he hated the name he got from Peter's.
So Master Overlord on the other one, which is, that's rubbish.
Master Overlord?
I don't know where he's getting his names from, but it's not quality merchandise.
Oh, man, I just want to get you guys into a room and duke it out.
Yeah, we should probably just fight, I expect. It'll settle it for once and for all. I don't know. My suspicion would be that Donald Glover is probably hard-coded into that. Post-Childish Gambino success. It's impossible that it would be the same.
Because I actually had him in the studio, which means he looked me straight in the face and lied about it.
If you want to fly me over, I will look you straight in the face as well. That's not a problem. I look people in the face all the time.
I would love to tell you that I got Nick and Peter in a room together and had them hash this out. But instead, Peter disappeared. He stopped returning my emails, and I sent him several. Which leads me to believe he was probably lying to me. Of course, people lie about their accomplishments all the time. For money, for celebrity, or just to impress their friends. But in this case, none of those things are actually at stake. Both Peter and Nick acted surprised that I cared enough about a 10-year-old name generator to even ask about it. In short, both of them behaved like sane people with a normal sense of proportion. But apparently, only one of them was. The other one was just masquerading as a well-adjusted human being. He was actually crazy enough to go back and change his Wu-Tang name generator and then lie about it, just to be able to steal credit for this minuscule contribution to pop culture on this minuscule podcast. Of course, that's just the simplest solution. Tim Carmody actually has one more theory.
The most interesting and the most absolutely impossible is this idea that Donald Glover being Childish Gambino is a necessary fact of the universe. Like, you know, gold's atomic number being 78. It doesn't matter what else happens. Donald Glover, across all possible universes, Donald Glover is Childish Gambino. It doesn't matter what the database says. Doesn't matter what the script does. You know, it's like A equals A. It's just a tautology. Donald Glover is Childish Gambino.
The downside of this theory is that it's almost certainly incorrect. But the upside is that if we choose to believe it for even a moment, then we get to believe other things. We get to believe that Peter and Nick are both innocent and they would never betray a lowly podcast reporter. Then we get to believe that the laws of randomness break down in at least one place around actor and musician Donald Glover. And if the laws of randomness are being broken, then someone or something must be breaking them. So maybe we get to believe in a god. This god is a laissez-faire ruler of the universe who allows for famine and war and almost infinite human misery. But as far as we can tell, there's one place where this god cares to intervene. This god makes sure that whatever else happens, Donald Glover will always be Childish Gambino, no matter which online Wu-Tang name generator he uses. Again, this is just a theory. I'd love to tell you that I knew for sure, but Donald Glover didn't return my innumerable requests to get in touch. So, Mr. Gambino, if you're out there and you hear this, please give me a call.
Panic dreams, so it seems we're meant to die. Had to figure it out, it's the best, no, that's a lie. Had to get some stuff off my chest, I vaporized. High on my own, it took time to realize. Because the internet, mistakes are forever. But if we fuck up on this journey, at least we're together.
TLDR was produced by the Embryonic Crusader and me, Annoying Prophet. Our executive producer is Midnight Pupil, and our engineer is Dependable Skeleton. Our theme song's by the mysterious Victorian Cow. Our intern is the curly-haired Slacker. Tim Carmody's piece about the Wu-Tang name generator appeared on Kaki.org. If you like the show, please leave us a review on iTunes, because all the cool kids are doing it. You can follow us on Twitter at A. Goldman, PJ Vote, and TLDR, and we are TLDR.
You have to help me. You have to help me. You have to help me. Please help me. Please help me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.